Today's Amud is Tainis Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, Tana Betalu Beruchais. So says the Gemara, Tana we learned in the Braisa, Betalu Beruchais Lechayvu Chachavim Lahazker. We're discussing the Halachos of mentioning rain. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that there's no chiv to mention tal, to say mayur da tal, and there's also no chiv to mention the ruchais, the winds, by saying mashiv aruach. The end, mayur da geshem, mayur da goshem, that is a chiv. But to say the first part of that, mashiv aruach, tal, or ruchais, that there's lo chayvu chachamim lahazker. The chachamim did not require a person ever mentions such a thing into a shmeina esrei. Then Bala has gear masker. At the same time, if you want to, so there's nothing wrong. If you want to mention Meir Datal, if you want to say Mashav Aruach, there's nothing to lose. So now my time, why is it that Chazal weren't Kaiveya Chiev to praise Hashem for these things, just like they made a Chiev to say Mashav Aruach? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Lefishein Atzarin, because winds and Tal are things that anyways never stop. We always have tal, there's always dew, there's always winds, and therefore Chazal, we're not kaivei achiev to mention the dew or to mention the winds. Says the Gemara, v'tal minal and loy miatzer. How do we know that tal, that dew never stops, that there's always tal? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, and the context of this pasuk is actually a very unfortunate story. It's described in Mesechta Sanhedrin at the end, Daf Yomi just learned it, on Kufyud Gimel Amud Aleph, where basically after Klal Yisrael, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, when they conquered Yericho, so Yahushua made a shvuah. And Yahushua said after they destroyed Yericho, that anybody who goes to rebuild Yericho, so he gave a curse that if a person goes to rebuild Yericho, in the beginning when he lays down the foundation, so his eldest son is gonna die. And when he finishes the building, and he puts on the door, so then his youngest son will die, meaning all of his children are gonna die. So, sometime later, in the times of Achav, there was a person, Chiel, who went and he decided he was going to rebuild Yericho. And he started rebuilding Yericho, and when he laid the foundation, Taka, his oldest son, died. His children continued to die, until when he put up the doors, his youngest child died. All of his children died. So when he was sitting Shiva, so Eliyahu Navi and Achav went to go visit him. And Achav asked Eliyahu Navi, he said, how is it possible that this happened to Chiel? How is it possible that Yeshua's curse came true? We find that even Moshe Rabbeinu's curse doesn't come true. The Torah says, Pen yiftel levavchem, misartem avadetem elokim acherim, vishtachavisem lem, that if you go and you do avodah zarah, so what does the pasuk say? It says, va'atzar es hashamayim, v'lo yeh matar. HaKadosh Baruch was going to make it that there's no rain. And Achav was poking fun. He was saying, look, Moshe Rabbeinu's curse didn't come true. Here we are. Many of us are Avid Avodah Zarah. And still there's rain. So Moshe Rabbeinu's curse didn't come true. How is it possible that Yeshua's curse came true? And Achav was really poking fun. And he was blaspheming Hashem by saying such a statement that HaKadosh Baruch is not honest, so to speak. He's not pulling through with his promises. He says that if we do Avodah Zarah, there won't be rain. And look, there's rain. So Eliyahu HaNavi wanted to defend Hashem. He defended Hashem's honor, and he said that I'm going to make it that there's no rain now that you said that there's not going to be rain until I say so that there's going to be rain again. And the pasuk says, the pasuk says back in the Gemara, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitosh Vegilad Alachav Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And Agav Taisus on Beis Amenal deals with this, that we said the Mafteach of Geshem is something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give over to a Shliach. Here we have it that it seems like Eliyahu Navi Kilu had the Mafteach, he had the key of Geshem. Taisus Ayin Sham Taisus on Beis Amenal. Now, Kobanim says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitosh Vegilad Alachav Chai Hashem Loshen of Shvua Elokei Yisrael Asher Amadti Lefanav Emi Yashan Meila Tal Umatar Kiyem Lefi Devari, that there's not going to be this year any sort of tal or any sort of matar, any rain, except for when I say so. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says that afterwards, after Hashem, he tells Eliyahu Anavi that it was time for there to be rain, so Hashem tells Eliyahu to go Lechera Alachav, go tell Achav, and now I dictate that now there's going to be rain. Now he didn't say that he's returning the tal. He just said that he's returning the rain. So my time, why didn't he also mention tal and say that he's returning the tal? Mishum deloy miatzer. It must be because it never really stopped. Only the rain stopped, but tal never stops. So this is the makar that tal never stops. Well, as the Gemara, stam akasha that v'chima acher delay mi'atzer. If we're right that tal never stops, and in this story even the tal never actually stopped, so then Elio ateshbue lamale. So how could ishtabue lamale? How could he make a shvua? How can he make a shvua that there won't be any tal or rain? Except for kafi devari, so how can you say a shvua like that about the tal? Says the Gemara, hachi kamerle. This is what Elio is telling Achav, that afilu tal debracha nami loy asi, that there won't be any tal debracha. So there was tal, but it was tal that wasn't of bracha. There's a different types of tal. There's tal which produces, which helps the crops, I guess. It's tal shel bracha. There's also tal shein shel bracha. Elio navi shvua was that there wouldn't be any tal debracha, and tal the bracha taka stopped. There was always tal, but there wasn't tal of bracha. Well, ask the Gemara if that's true. And now in the end, tal of bracha was returning, v'lahadre l'tal de bracha. So why doesn't he say that now that there's going to be tal de bracha again? And for the Gemara, mishum deloy minkura milsa, because that's something that's not nicker. It's not nicker when you see that there's tal. It's not nicker if it's tal of bracha or tal that's not shal bracha. It looks the same, has the same consistency. Everything seems to be the same, and therefore, being that it's not nicker, so if Eliyahu and Navi would have said, "Oh, now I'm going to bring back the tal," it wouldn't be nicker, and Achav would have made fun, and therefore Eliyahu and Navi just left it out. The question is why he mentioned it to begin with. I heard him deal with it, but Lamai said that's why he didn't say that he was returning the tal de bracha. Upon him, this is the makar that tal never stops. So even though the rain stops, the tal never stops, and therefore Chazal were not koivei achiev to mention tal in Shemayna Esrei. Says the Gemara, Ruchais minalon delay mi'atzri. So we mentioned in the Gemara that there's no chiev to mention tal or ruchais. So now tal we proved. Tal we showed that tal never stops. What's the makar that ruchais doesn't stop? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Ki ka'arba ruchos hashamayim parasti eschem nu Hashem." So this is by Zechariah. He says in the name of Hashem, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael that I spread you in the four directions of the world. Ki'arba ruchos hashamayim. So says the Gemara, "May ka'amar luhu." What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Klal Yisrael? Ilei ma'achi ka'amar luhu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means as follows. That I'm spreading you in the four directions of the world, like the pasuk seems like it's saying. If that's what it means, so then ki arba be arba mi ba'ile. The lashon of the pasuk shouldn't be ki arba, like the four directions. It should be be arba, in the four directions. Rather, this is what Hashem was saying. That just like the directions, just like the ruchais, just like the winds, just like there can't be a world without wind, the world needs wind to survive. So too, I'm doing that to you. It's impossible for the world to survive without Klal Yisrael, and therefore I'm spreading Klal Yisrael throughout the world, and this way there'll be members of Klal Yisrael throughout all the different time zones of the world, and there'll always be Torah being learnt that's going to sustain the world. The Iker, for our purposes, was the first part of the statement, that the world can't survive without winds, so that's the makar, that the wind never stops. And therefore, Chazal were not koivei achiev to ever mention wind in Shemayna Esrei. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach, therefore the halacha is as follows. B'maisa chama, when it comes to the summer months after Pesach, so then Amar Mashiva Ruach Ein Machzira Naisai. If a person says Mashiva Ruach, not the whole statement, Mashiva Ruach Amar Degeshem, he just says the words Mashiva Ruach, he mentions the wind, so that's not something that you'll have to repeat Shemayna Esrei for. If you want to, you can mention Mashiva Ruach whenever you want, then there'll be no chiyuv to repeat Shemayna Esrei. Amar Mayrid HaGeshem, if you say Mayrid HaGeshem, or Mayrid HaGeshem, depending on your Nusach, if you say Mayrid HaGeshem, so then Machzir Naisai. That's a very negative thing. We don't want the rain during the summer, like we had before, Yatsa Nisan, and it rains, it's a Simen Klala. So if a person says Mayrid HaGeshem during the summer months, he's gonna have to repeat Shemayna Esrei. B'maisa Geshamim, when it comes to the winter, from Shmini Atzeres and on, until Pesach, Loi Amar Mashiva Ruach, if a person leaves out Mashiva Ruach, just the first half of the statement, he doesn't mention wind, a Machzir Naisai, there's no Chiyiv to repeat Shemayna Esrei, because like we said, there's no Chiyiv to ever even mention the wind. However, Loi Amar Mayrid HaGeshem, so then Machzir Naisai. If you don't mention the rain, if you don't say Merida Geshem, so then you'll have to repeat Shemayin Esrei if in the winter you don't mention Mashiva, if you don't mention Merida Geshem. Which the Sfasemis points out that you see from here that Merida Geshem is the most important praise that we have in Shemayin Esrei. We don't find by any other Shevach that if you don't mention it, you have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. By Merida Geshem, that's the only thing, that's the only Shevach that we find that if you don't say it, you have to repeat the entire Shemayin Esrei. Now the Yerushalmi points out that if you say Meirat Atal, so then you don't have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. Even if you left out Meirat Geshem, if you said Meirat Atal, you don't have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. And the Rishayim grapple with whether or not the Bavli agrees to that halacha. The lashon of our Gemara is that if you don't say Meirat Geshem, you have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. It sounds like no matter what, it sounds like even if you said Meirat Atal. Yerushalmi says that no, if you said Meirat Atal, you don't have to repeat, and that's lemaisa the halacha. We pass in like the Yerushalmi, I guess we assume that the Bavli does agree with this halacha, that if you say Meir Atal, you do not have to repeat Shemayin Esrei, and that's the way it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Continues Rabbi Chanina though, V'loy oy, not only this, El afilu amar mavir haruach umafriach atal, if a person would say a nusach that's against the wind, against the tal, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir haruach, he makes the wind go away, umafriach atal, and makes the tal stop, which is obviously ridiculous, because the tal never stops, the wind never stops, we always have wind, we always have tal, still ein machzir neisai, you don't have to repeat Shemayin Esrei, because it's just stam tefilah shav, it's not, it doesn't have really any meaning, that's not going to warrant a chiyuv to repeat Shemayin Esrei. Says the Gemara Tana, Be'avim u'beruchais lechayvu chachamim lehazkir. Another two things that Chazal were not kaveh achiyev to mention in Shemayin Esrei is avim and ruchais, is clouds and wind. Well, wind we really mentioned before. Here the Bryce is adding also clouds. Then bad lehazkir masker, if you want to, you're allowed to, but there's no chiyev to mention these things. My time, oh, what's the reason? Again, says the Gemara, mishum deloy mi'atzri, because anyways they never stop. Asked the Gemara of Loi Me'atzri, is that true that they never stop? Va'atani Rabbi Yosef taught a brisa that the pasuk says Va'atzar es Hashemayim. It says I'm going to cause the Shemayim to stop. That's what we say, that Hashem's going to cause the Shemayim to stop. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that the Pasuk is referring to stopping the clouds and stopping the winds. You say that the pasuk is referring to clouds and winds. Maybe it's referring to rain. That va'atar says shemaya means I'm going to make it that there's no rain. Keshu aimer ve'lo yihamatar va'atar says shemayim ve'lo yihamatar, and there's not going to be rain. Harimatar amar. So the end of the pasuk already states that there's not going to be rain if we don't serve Hashem. So hamani mekayim va'atar says shemayim. So what's the first half of the pasuk talking about when it says va'atar says shemayim? It can't be talking about rain. Rather, mina avim, mina ruchais, says the Braisa, it must be talking about clouds and winds, that Hashem's going to stop clouds and winds. The point is that kasha ruchas aruchais, kasha avim ha'avim. You just said before that Chazal were in Kaiveya, achiev, to mention clouds and winds, because it never stops anyways. But here in this Braisa, we see from the pasuk of Atzar Esashamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, could at times, cause the ruchais and the avim to stop. So says the Gemara that avim ma'avim like asha. There's no stira with regards to clouds. There's different types of clouds. Ha becharfe and ha ba'afle. One's talking about the early clouds, the clouds before the rain. That never stops. And therefore we have no chiyuv to mention clouds. Those are the clouds that never stop. And ha ba'afle, and one's referring to clouds that come after a rain. That in a chanami sometimes stop, but that's okay. We could survive without it. And therefore we have no chiyuv to mention clouds, just because of the afle, which sometimes stop, because anyways, we don't need that. However, and also says the Gemara, that ruchas aruchas like asha, there's no stira when it comes to the ruchais, habaruch mitsuya, habaruch she'ena mitsuya. A ruch mitsuya never stops, and that's the one that's extra important for us, and therefore we have no chiyuv to mention it, because anyways ruch mitsuya never stops. And habaruch she'ena mitsuya, a ruch she'ena mitsuya does stop, but that's not something that we need, and therefore there's no chiyuv to mention ruchais. Ask the Gemara, ruch she'ena mitsuya, chazi lebeidari. What are you talking about? We need ruchais she'ena mitsuya. If a ruach she'ena metzuya, there should be a chiyuv to mention ruchais. If it sometimes stops, we need a ruach she'ena metzuya. The chazi lebeidare. It helps us. It gets the psoilas. It gets the shaft off of the wheat. So we need this ruach she'ena metzuya. Says the Gemara, you don't really need it, because after bin afasa, you could use a sifter, and since you could use a sifter, there's no real need for a ruach she'ena metzuya, so even though it sometimes stops, that doesn't warrant a chiyev to mention ruchais and shemayna esrei. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, ha'avim v'haruchais are shniyais l'matar. That clouds and winds are very good, they have a tremendous tayalas, and they're second best to rain. They're the second to rain. Hey Chidami, what type of clouds and winds are we talking about? Amar Ula Vitema Rabbi Yehuda de Basar Mitra. We're talking about, or by Ruchais at least, we're talking about the Ruchais that come after the rain. The wind that comes after the rain, that's very helpful. Says the Gemara, Lameimer de Mal Yusahi, you mean to tell me that the winds that come after the rain, that's a Milo, that's a good thing? Vaksiv, but it says by the Klalois, it says, Yitin Hashem es Metar Artzacha, Avak Va'afar, that Hashem's going to give you rain on your land, and he's going to give you dirt and dust that the wind's going to come. Amar Ula Ula explained, Vitamer of Yehuda, Zika de Basar Mitra. It's referring to the wind that comes after the rain, and it picks up all the dust and the dirt, and it blows it everywhere on top of all your crops and everything, and it destroys things. So you see that wind that comes after rain is a bad thing. Says the Gemara, Leikash, it's not a stira, Hada Asanicha, Hada Asarazia. Depends how strong the wind is. If it's a soft wind, it's good. If it's a strong wind, that's when it's not good. Hadamala avak. If it's a strong wind, so then it picks up the dirt, and picks up the dust, and therefore it's bad. Hadaloy mala avak. But a soft wind, so then it doesn't pick up the dirt, it doesn't pick up the dust, and then a soft wind, that's what's considered good. That's what we call a shniya islamatar, that it's second best terrain. Va'amar Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda said, that zika de basar mitra kemitra, that the wind that comes after the rain, it's mamish like the rain. Eva de basar mitra kemitra, also the clouds that come after the rain, so that's also the shniya islamatar, that's also like rain. Shimsha de basar mitra is ketre mitre, and when you have sun that comes after the rain, so that's mamish like the equivalent of two rains. Well, says the Gemara, if everything after the rain is good, lemute mai, what's not good? Just say everything that comes after rain is good. Is there something that's not included? Says the Gemara, yes. Lemute gilhi delelia, if you have something shining at night, let's say the moon shining at night after the rain, that's a negative thing. Ushimsha de bene karche, and the sun that's between the bald spots, meaning in between the clouds, if you have a little bit of sun shining in between the cracks of the clouds, so that's also, that's a negative thing to happen after the rain.